Hi, I'm Mike Byers for Game On Podcast. This past Friday, there were blowouts galore in the first round of the WPIAL football playoffs. Nearly half of the 32 first-round games were mercy rule games in which the clock ran continuously after a team went up by 35 points or more. On average, the winning teams in the first round won by a whopping 28.5 points per game. But I don't think that'll be the case this week in the quarterfinals. The games this week will be much closer. There will be much more drama. After all, of the 32 teams still alive, 9 have 10-0 records, 12 are 9-1, 7 are 8-2, and 3 are 7-3. These are all pretty good football teams. Before I go any further, here's the lineup for the 5 teams still alive from the Times circulation area. In AA, 9th-seeded Beaver plays top-seeded South Fayette at West Allegheny High School. 4th-seeded Beaver Falls plays 5th-seeded Still Valley at Montour. Number 2-seeded Aliquippa plays 10th-seeded St. LaSalle at Ambridge. In AAA, top-seeded Central Valley, the reigning Whippoorwill AAA champions, plays 9th-seeded Hampton at Seneca Valley, and 3rd-seeded West Allegheny plays 6th-seeded Thomas Jefferson at Upper St. Clair. On paper, the best game appears to be Beaver Falls versus Still Valley. It's a 4th-seed versus a 5th-seed. Both teams are 9-1. Both finished 2nd in their conferences. Beaver Falls behind Aliquippa in the Midwestern Athletic Conference. Still Valley behind South Fayette, the 2-time reigning Whippoorwill and PIAA champions. This should be a very interesting football game. Another fascinating game is West Allegheny versus Thomas Jefferson. Both teams are 8-2. It pits two of the Whippoorwill's most successful coaches, Bob Palko at West A, and Bill Chirpak, the ex-Pitt star, at TJ. Palko has won 7 Whippoorwill titles, Chirpak 4. In the 2009 Whippoorwill final, West Allegheny beat TJ in a thriller, 28-21. West A also beat TJ in the 1999 and 2012 semifinals. This year, Thomas Jefferson lost its first 2 games in the Big Ten Conference, 27-20 to 5th-seeded Ringgold and 31-24 to 2nd-seeded Bell Vernon. But the Jaguars have since stacked up 8 straight wins and are playing very good football right now. Like I said, this should be a very fascinating football game. The local team with the toughest challenge is no doubt Beaver, which is 8-2, and it plays South Fayette. The Lions have won 42 straight games. They were 11-1 3 years ago and 16-0 in each of the past 2 seasons. They are 10-0 right now. Like I said, they have won 42 straight games. Since 2009, South Fayette has dominated Beaver County teams in the playoffs. In 11 such playoff games, South Fayette has gone 10-1. Before practice Monday, I caught up with Beaver coach Jeff Belts.
Are you interested in sharing news about your business, promoting a special offer or deal you have running? Then advertising on our podcast might be perfect for your business. Contact the Times today at 724-775-3200, extension 182, and we'll explain all the ways you can benefit from all the digital opportunities we have to offer. That's 724-775-3200, extension 182. The Times, your local source for news, sports, and entertainment.
Jeff, first of all, I know there's a 24-hour rule in football. You win a game and you move on. That being said, you had a real nice win Friday against Mount Pleasant. Just looking back on that win, your thoughts on that win?
Well, it was a tremendous win. Go on the road and play a quality opponent. It was gratifying as well. You like to see all the hard work that you put into this season pay off.
Right. And of course, in the playoffs, you're always playing good teams.
the reward for winning that game is now you have South Fayette, number one seed in Double A, defending, two-time defending Whippoorwill state champs. Your thoughts on this matchup?
That's a great football team and football program, and Joe Rossi's done an outstanding job with South Fayette. Technically sound football team. They have talent, well-coached, and now they have tradition. So it's a very good opponent. But, you know, it's the playoffs, and after you win a game, they're all pretty good.
Yeah. Jeff, you know, in their history, in their recent history, they've had two brothers play quarterback there, Christian Brumball first and then Brett Brumball, and both of them were like prolific passers. Brett, I believe, is the Whippoorwill's all-time passing leader. They're gone. Has things changed the way they do things offensively?
Not much. They actually will platoon quarterbacks. They have a runner and a thrower. Mm-hmm. So they've gotten a little diversified in that aspect, but the offense is still the same. And I think, though, one thing that's underrated is their defense. Their defense keeps putting their offense in position to make plays, but very sound defensive ball club, and probably has went underrated over the last few years.
Yeah. Jeff, they've won a lot of football games the last 6 years. In postseason play, they played Beaver County teams 11 times. They're 10-1 against Beaver County teams, and you know that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and probably the one loss was the Aliquippa with a tremendous comeback.
Right.
I forget how many points they're down, but what a game that was for Aliquippa. But South Fayette got us a few years back, too, in the first round. So we're familiar with that, and we're familiar with the type of team that they have.
Jeff, you know, for the last 2.5, 3 years now, Darius Wise has been a very good football player, a great football player for you guys. He's in the news a lot, and most recently because of the fact that he is now one of four quarterbacks in Whippoorwill history to run for 1,000 in the season and pass for 1,000 in the season. Your thoughts on that milestone?
It's a tremendous milestone. But if you're here every day with him and the team, it's not, and I don't think it's that impressive. We know it's a tremendous feat, so I don't want to devalue that. But within the scope of the offense, I think we need him to perform in that manner for us to be successful.
Yeah. Jeff, a couple final things here. This is your 16th year, right? Okay. If my math is right, in 8 of the last 9 years, okay, you guys have had 8 win seasons, 8 win seasons, 8 wins, 7 wins, 9 wins, 8 wins, 7 wins, 8 wins. You're averaging about 8 wins a year, this program here. That's pretty impressive. I mean, what's your thoughts on the body of work here since you've been here in recent years in particular?
It takes total commitment from not just the coaches, the administration, the kids and the families, and the overall community. No one person can put up great statistics as a coach. I think the collective body of the group is what's imperative to the recent success.
Yeah, but nonetheless, though, 8 wins a year in the MAC conference and in the Beaver County football is pretty impressive. Like you said, the whole body of work, but nonetheless, though, that's pretty impressive, right?
Yeah, I guess it is an impressive streak. Sometimes, though, we look at the folks we're competing with in the conference, and Beaver Falls and Aliquippa are stride for stride or a step out ahead, and we want to just remain in that tier. So we're proud of our success, but we'd like to take another step, too.
Okay. Thanks, Jeff.
Join local historian and Times columnist Jeffrey Sneddon every week as he takes a look at historical sites and locations in our area. Read his weekly column and watch a new video every Tuesday at timesonline.com/historyinaminute and on our Roku channel by searching Beaver County Times.
In the first part of today's podcast, I talked about 3 of the 5 local teams playing in the quarterfinals. Now, here's a quick glance at 2 others. Aliquippa, at 10-0, is playing Seton LaSalle, which is 8-2. But the Rebels have 2 close losses, both in the Century Conference, a real close game in second place, Still Valley, and a 17-14 loss to South Fayette. Only a 3-point loss to the mighty South Fayette, 2-time reigning state champions. So Friday's game against Aliquippa will depend on the playing status of Quipstar Kazon Pugh, a running back linebacker who's already verbally committed to Pitt. Last week in a first-round win over Keystone Oaks, Pugh sat out the second half with concussion-like symptoms. The Quips say he's questionable for this Friday's game. In the NFL, questionable means an injured player has a 50% chance of playing. If Pugh gets the okay to play and doesn't have any setbacks, the Quips should win handily. But if Pugh does not play, this game could go either way. And finally, there's Central Valley versus Hampton. Last week, Hampton beat Montour 19-14 in the first round. The only team to beat Central Valley this year is Montour, but that was way back in week 1, 17-14. Ever since then, CV has gotten better and better and better. That's why the Warriors, last year's AAA champions, are the number one seed this year. Last week, Central Valley crushed Laurel Highlands 59-14. So in the last 2 years, the Warriors are now an amazing 24-2. Well, that's it for today. You can check me out on Twitter at Mike Byers. You can follow all the local Whippoorwill quarterfinal action in our print editions and on the web at www.timesonline.com/gameon.